This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Jake and Amir!
Wow.
Washington, D.C.
Who here has seen this live podcast before? Cool.
Yes. Who here is who's here for the first time? Wow. I thought I was going to get away with not telling my virginity story. I thought I was going to be too many, like, repeat customers. But no, that... Great. Looking forward to the break.
That's exciting. A lot of first-timers. We could do anything we fucking wanted. It doesn't even have to be an advice podcast.
Well, we shouldn't change the premise of the podcast because they bought the tickets and they're here, so...
Oh, shit. All right.
So it sounds like you've already changed the premise
of
the podcast.
No, I wrote a play. I did write a play. Yeah.
So then it's not even a podcast.
Yeah, not a podcast.
You didn't change the premise of the podcast. You changed the premise of the show.
House lights go on?
Oh, my God. Finally.
It's a flash mob. You guys can drink, right? Cheers. Namaste.
Cheers.
It's Saturday night, too. So exciting.
This is your drink.
Of course, and vice versa.
You can tell that we don't like what the other guy drinks, huh?
I loved yours.
Really?
Mine's matzo ball soup, though. That's why. That's how my play starts. Mine was matzo ball soup. He never seemed to care. Come in.
This place sounds awful.
Yeah.
It's a Jewish guy gets a visitor?
No. Every play I'm in is not a Jewish guy blank. Just because I'm Jewish.
The protagonist was drinking matzo ball soup out of a cup.
Non-Jews love matzo ball soup, right?
That was so, so tepid. And I know the person that said woo real quick was Jewish.
Yeah. Hey.
Keep us on track.
No, we'll keep it as it usually is, which is an advice podcast. It's actually the only advice podcast on the entire internet that Jake and I host.
Right.
You guys have heard it before. Sometimes we record it by ourselves. Sometimes we're in a room with 500 of our closest friends. Tonight we're in Washington, frickin' D.C. Hopefully you guys can help us. What's that?
He said no Obama, so...
Technically accurate, but I didn't appreciate it. He got the maximum time in office.
He did good enough.
Yeah, he did the most, so you don't get to brag about that.
That he left after
That's
the allotted
just how
time
the rules
that was
work.
The max.
Yeah.
That loser won twice and then he bounced.
All right, maybe you guys can help us answer some of these questions that have been sent from real people.
Crandis?
We did need a fake name, and actually...
Crandis works. We can use Crandis.
Crandis is back.
They never left.
And Crandis writes, "Hi guys, I'm Crandis. I'm at my 18th birthday party... in a sushi restaurant with my family, friends, and the girl I like. I accidentally sharted.
Who hasn't been there?
Mortified, I ran to the bathroom, threw out my boxers, cleaned myself, and returned to the table.
Just in time to catch a hibachi piece of chicken.
Who wants a shrimp? No. I'm deathly ill. Oh, shit.
I shouldn't have shellfish. Goy.
Unfortunately, I was so rattled that my mom could tell something was wrong. And the smell combined with her suspicion led me to admit the truth to everyone. I imagine that admitting the ridiculousness of it all head on might lessen some of the shame. Still, I fear this event will make things difficult with my lady interest. My lady interest also left early. How should I deal with this situation so that I still have a chance with her? Thank you, love, Crandis.
Give it up for Crandis.
Wow. That's tough.
Why did he come clean?
Why did he invite the lady interest? Just a crush to a family dinner?
No, the friends were there. They were friends. Why did you invite the family? This is a weird gathering of people.
My your mother, crush,
your
my
friends,
crush.
Your mom, your dad. And his mom fucking grilled him so hard that he admit that he shit his pants at dinner.
Why, Crandis, that was 7 minutes. It usually takes
right?
you five to shit, elbowing the lady interest.
Let me see your little butt, Crandis.
Turn around. In fact, I'll go check to see if his boxers are still in the bathroom.
You might be 18, but I've wiped you since you were a boy.
I've wiped you for 14 of those 18. And I know a shart when I smell it. Hibachi chef making a rice heartbeat. Faster and faster as he grows nervous. Like the telltale shart.
A little volcano that starts spewing stuff up.
Yeah, I onion see. Volcano.
Okay.
Chocolate comes out.
It's all too much, mother! Crush! All
right, I sharted! Whoa, nobody was asking you that.
A birthday cake comes out.
Happy birthday. Sorry. Lady interest, no.
So I think he needs, at this point, you need a new friend group, you need a new crush, and arguably you need a new family.
Your mother can stay. Yeah, what'd you say?
He said, Mom, I'm sharting.
Okay, that's good. Unsolicited advice.
I think it's, yeah, it's unsolicited advice themed adjacent, which is arguably less gross than the actual theme song, which is Mom, I'm coming.
Coming, yeah. Is sharting the scientific term, or is that just a known colloquialism? Scientific. It's scientific.
Well, that guy's not a scientist. He's just a drunk person at the show who yelled, no Obama, so I wouldn't keep on turning to him for advice.
He is holding a microscope. And a stethoscope.
Holy shit, it's Joe Biden.
Sir, this is a big fucking deal indeed, sir. We appreciate your time. Whoa. Oh shit, you know what? This is programmed in for my play. Yeah, the second scene takes place on an airplane. Forgot to turn it off.
Right, so I don't want to spend too much time on there, but so there's a guy drinking matzo ball soup in a cup, knocked at the door.
So he's waiting at an airport bar, and the Jewish deli and the bar are sort of adjacent.
And
he jokingly orders a matzo ball tonic, and the cute bartender lady. It's stupid when I explain it, but the cute bartender lady actually goes out of her way to make it, so he starts to sip it, and he's like, right. It's actually not half bad. My plane's taking off, and
frankly,
like,
I'm surprised there's a door in
the
scene.
Oh, yeah,
an airport,
the door,
like, what's
yeah.
the, where's the door? What airport have you been
closed,
into that had a door?
The door yeah.
There's never
it's
a door.
It's
all
bar.
Open.
Come in.
We're not
That's
doing
him on the airplane.
So he's in the bathroom on the airplane, inviting someone else to come in?
Just in case it's like a Mile High Club situation.
And he's in there, I imagine,
he sharted.
Sharding.
Yeah, he had sharded.
Sharding out the matzo ball soup.
Middle seat.
Cool. All right. Well, and that's act one.
No, we're not even close.
All right, cool. Let's move on from that. What do you think this guy should do now that he's sharded himself at a sushi restaurant in front of his crush?
Oh, yeah, we turned it into a hibachi restaurant, but that's not necessarily
the case.
Yeah, but
sometimes, I don't know, in my hometown, there's sort of like a...
mix.
They just... every Asian culture, they sort of smashed into one strip mall, and they're like, all of that is here.
Called it a day.
You can, yeah. You
Korean
get Chinese
barbecue
sushi.
Meets sushi, yep, meets hibachi.
Right, and it all used to be an IHOP, yeah. So it's...
And you're just sharding willy-nilly. I don't know if you can come back from that, but like you said, new friend, new lady interest, same family. Let's run it back next year.
19.
Avoid the raw fish situation.
Yeah. 19, we do it big.
Yeah.
No one sharts.
Smash cut to a Chipotle. Oh. New crush. Guy afraid to eat anything. Guac is still extra. And that's when the intermission hits. So it's a blackout. We're in the Chipotle, nervous.
This is your play?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, what were you asking me about?
I'm just surprised that we went from an airplane bathroom to a Chipotle.
Yeah.
It feels like this entire thing is kind of centered around food in a not that intelligent way.
I was hungry when I wrote it, for sure.
So it's all wish fulfillment.
This person will rebound. Don't worry, Crandis. Things get better. You're 18 by 19. No one will remember that you're the little dude that sharted himself next to his crush and his mommy at his 18th birthday party.
I'll take the opposite stance. This is the worst it will ever be, and it won't get better. Your nickname from now on is Little Shart Boy at school.
Let's see what happens. Follow up, pup. Let's hear from Crandis. All right, next question. Shall we? We need another guy's name.
Frankel? Frankel. Great. I'm glad that you got that out. You were yelling it over and over again. And it'd just be kind of weird to have gone to the show and screamed Frankel and have nothing come of it, you know? Like, if you had gone home and someone was like, how was the show? You're like, that was pretty good. But I yelled Frankel incessantly, and I was never recognized for the effort. So, Frankel. Good on you.
Frankel writes...
Fuck it, let's choose another name.
All right, Gene. Edit that part out entirely. No, Frankel, we already got this far. I have a conundrum of my own. My girlfriend of 3 years has recently been texting her ex from high school 6 years ago, who is still part of her friend group. No big deal. About a month later, she decides to go out of town with her at her friend's lake house for the weekend. I got this weird feeling that he may be part of the trip, since he has been around... The plane just landed in my play. That's why I just...
Right. So he was in the bathroom the whole time?
Well, no spoilers, but yes. He fainted.
Okay. So spoilers.
About a month later, she decided to go to a friend's lake house. I got this weird feeling that he may be part of the trip since he has been around the group more often lately. When I asked her who was going, the ex was not included. After the trip, I asked her who all was there, and he still was not included. I had a weird feeling about it still and decided to look at her phone. Oh. Dick move, I know. When I looked through her messages, not only had she been deleting messages with him, sketchy, but I also found out that he did, in fact, go to the lake house, and he even rode up with her. I also found a selfie of them spooning.
Oh.
Now I'm confident she would never cheat on me. What's more traumatizing, sharting in front of your mom... or hearing you say, I'm confident my girlfriend will never cheat on me, and hearing 500 people laugh in your face. He's just on a bus listening to this. They chose my question. I can't wait until everyone applauds when I say, I'm confident she would never cheat on me. You want to listen with me, babe? What about you, babe's current boyfriend? But lying about something this... Like this is a big deal to me, which I made clear in the past. Is it worth to admit that I snooped and busted her, or should I let it go? I need to find the evidence in a casual fashion. I did notice that his name in her phone is Zaddy LOL. So maybe there's something there. Any advice as to how to handle would be great. Toda, love, Frankel. Let's give it up for
Frankel. Give it up for Frankel. So I do respect the confidence. But
you really, really trust this woman.
She is fucking zaddy.
But the photo is just them spooning.
There was an afterglow tint to it.
It could have been a post-coital cuddle sesh.
When do you do something in the casual fashion? Like, saying the casual fashion makes it so not casual, right?
Yeah. You'd have to, like, get a situation where the phone is face up next to you. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, who's Zaddy LOL?
Whoa, why'd you jump? I know you'd never cheat on me, babe.
I'm just going to undo your phone in the casual fashion. You change your password.
Sweet thing.
Why are the iMessages blocked until you log in? Give me your face. Turn to me, lover. It's hard to admit. It's like being a real detective. You can't get the evidence illegally. Mm. That's the hardest part about being the police chief.
That's interesting. But
you need a warrant to get the phone.
I don't know if that's the hardest part about being police chief. I feel like if you're like a career cop and like you rise to be a chief, you like understand the warrant part.
Yeah. Like, okay, so maybe the hardest part is... saying goodbye to your wife and kids
and
every morning.
Not knowing if you're going to make it home at the end of the day or something. Yeah.
Second hardest part is to do things casual style.
In the casual fashion. Well, here's an idea. So since she is fucking this guy, everyone can agree on that, correct? By round of applause, she's fucking him.
Great. Guy listening.
Bus driver, will you steer the bus off a cliff, actually? This is my
stop.
Everyone on the bus
jumping out.
But I just think that so since she's lying to him, he can lie to her and just be like, "I want to break up because I'm dating someone super hot, someone I fell in love with somebody else."
And then she starts cracking up. And I guess if you're gonna end it, you can end it in the illegal fashion. Which is like, I stole your phone. I snooped on your phone.
And you were
bad on me.
You were spooning your ex.
Yeah.
So worse on you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Then, I don't know. You're a snooper.
Yeah, but then she can always hit you with that, well, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I guess that when that happens, it's really just a stalemate. And you're like, well, this is over. So it doesn't matter who's right or wrong.
Yeah, but you don't want to end it kind of a loser in that regard. Because you're already kind of a loser. Because you found the spooning of somebody else photos. The zaddy LOL.
This is so sad to me. How does he spoon her now? You can't...
Oh, okay. So let's lead into the sadness. So next time, as she's falling asleep, he spoons her and he's like, let's take a selfie.
He could get some grilling tips from that sushi kid's mom. You know, like, how did she interrogate her son so hard that he told his crush that he sharted?
Well,
like, what does this guy need to do?
That guy just needs to smell shit, I guess, because that's what the mom did.
She was a hound dog for it.
Or you change your name in her phone to Zaddy LOL.
Zaddy LMAO.
Oh, that's good.
Zaddy 2.
Too also hot, too zaddy. Yeah, the zaddening.
Casual zaddy.
Electric zaddaloo. You're ruined. Financially and emotionally, that much is clear.
I really want to know. I want to give him positive advice, but it's really hard.
At the very least, he didn't cheat on anyone, so he's not a bad person.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, let's follow that thread. What else?
Kill yourself? I don't know.
You can you can be single, and being single is way more fun than having a girlfriend who's at the very least spooning her ex secretly, which is bad. Even if she's not fucking him, I feel like illicit spooning selfie is grounds for termination.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How do you break up with someone if you're not supposed to know the reason?
You tell them that you're really sick.
That's good. Like a head cold or?
No. They wish it was a head cold.
Stomach bug?
Worse.
Tendinitis?
Yes.
So that's fine. It's just a little joint pain. We can go to physical therapy together.
No, my tendinitis is so bad that I'm going to die.
So you don't know what you have then. My father's a surgeon.
It really should be terminal. The disease has to be terminal.
You also have to, I feel like you have to like address it. Because what if you are wrong? What if the picture's old? What if the zaddy is new? What if somebody's trolling her? You can't just not address it.
I think you cannot address it.
Bye forever. You know why. Ooh, what about a good old fashioned you know why?
Ooh.
Yeah, they love it. And then she's like, it's because I fucked my teacher, isn't it? Shart.
It's that too.
All right, you know why. Nailed it. We got there eventually. All right, did we get a girl's name?
No. I want one from back there.
Sheila.
Sheila?
Sheila.
Sheila.
Sheila. I heard a Sheila, right? Yeah. All right. Sheila writes, hey guys, love the show. I've been a religious fan of y'all since day one. Here's my situation. I've been dating a boy for a few months. It's pretty decent, I guess. I really do like him.
Sounds awesome.
But about 3 months ago, he told me that he really wants me to go on birth control because condom/pulling out makes sex suck for him. I agreed to go on it anyway because I think it's important that I'm responsible for my reproductive health, even if he isn't willing to be/care for me. I've been on it for exactly 2.5 months now, and this is where it gets bad. Now that I'm on it, I have been having some side effects. For example, I cannot stand the smell of sex. After we have sex, I have to hold my breath and pray that I don't vomit because it's so overwhelming. My thought was immediately after I could take a shower to avoid it so I don't have the scent on me/can let the room air out a bit. But my boyfriend insists that I stay and cuddle with him, going so far as to call me a bitch if I try to not do that, and accusing me of not loving him. So my question is this. Is it a bit absurd of him to tell me to go on birth control, which I did, and then not allow me to address the negative implications of taking birth control? Or am I being a really bad girlfriend here?
Okay, let's hear the guy out.
Jeff.
All right, no, I'll take the guy's position here.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, no, I think I have a lot of the audience on my side.
So, wait, is smelling sensitivity a common thing? No. Some ladies do experience that. Guys shouldn't yell. They don't know. Trust me, I've taken them all.
My woman's never smelled sex before. I know it.
I have an IUD. It is funny that he's saying stuff like bitch and take birth control, but he also really needs to cuddle. That's like kind of a sweet bully.
Cuddle me, you bitch, is the neediest, meanest sentence.
Don't be such a bitch and hold me.
Tell me I'm worth it, damn you whore.
Damn, bitch. I'm scared to be alone.
My self-worth is really tied to your validation, cunt. Oh, man, yeah, that was a risky one. But we are making fun of an asshole.
So it's fine that he said it.
No, she should absolutely break up with the guy, obviously.
Yeah, that's a natural. That's a bad move.
Yeah.
A bad move followed by a worse move.
Do you think that you know why could applies here at all?
You know what?
Like, he says, why are you breaking up? And she says, you know why?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. And he'll be like, I actually don't. You're hurting my feelings, you slut. I don't want to walk through life without a partner, whore.
I just feel shitty that my property is leaving me. I can't believe anything like this could happen to Zaddy.
Is it something I said, bitch? Tell me if it's something I said, you whore. Dump that guy. Dump that guy.
Dump that guy.
We
oh,
all
man,
agree.
Maybe a fun way to do it would be to play the chanting part of the
show. Oh, yeah. So you should play this episode on a road trip. That's and as the chanting begins, you sort of do that jumping out of the moving car thing. Au revoir.
Lady right onto
style.
A truck tire.
Oh, it's worth it. This guy is that bad. All right, let's take a break. We'll get a round of applause. At home, you'll hear some ads, but we'll talk to you, these fine people for a little bit. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a
non-movement
movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more
fitness,
of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was
box.
High.
Bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Actually, hey, Dave Rosenberg, can you get me a whiskey at the bar, bud? I don't know where you're at, but can you make that happen? Thank you. Bye.
And a vodka Red Bull, if possible.
Now you know why I didn't like Amir's drink before.
Oh, that's real immature of you. And just a matzo ball soup if you can.
Oh, yeah. Should we break into act two of your play?
You know what? It's usually like this flash mob thing where I'm emerging from the crowd soaking wet in like this proprietary paste slash Vaseline thing because it's like a being a reborn because the first act ends with my mother in utero, and it's sort of a way of like combining every generation of the Blumenthal, this, which is my pseudonym in the play's family, that I feel like it wouldn't make sense to do it right now.
I don't think
that
it makes sense in context. You go from an airport bar to an airplane to a Chipotle to your mother's womb, and then you emerge naked from the crowd covered in Vaseline.
Ooze. Yeah. Which makes sense if you have to be in the black box theater that I'm envisioning.
Is it a musical? I forgot to ask.
It's a seussicle.
What does that mean?
It's like a Dr. Seuss-themed musical.
So it's sort of like... Okay, so it is a musical.
It's a seussicle.
Can I...
You can't read it because it's not written.
Can I hear a song? Can I hear a song from the seussicle? It doesn't have to be... Oh, yeah, thank you. He has our thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Oh, I appreciate it. Whoa, look at the size of this thing.
That's a heavy pour. I guess Dave let us down, but thank you.
This is a pint glass of this shit.
That's dangerous.
If I drink this, I'll die tonight.
chug. No, let's hear your seussicle. So you emerge covered in Vaseline, act two. Your mother has just reborn the newest Blumenthal.
Yeah.
And you're walking through the crowd.
Yeah, and I emerge sort of from the crowd, and it's like, you know, because it's hard because I haven't warmed up, so right. Usually I have a vocal coach on set, and he sort of trains me, and throws me on
stage.
We're
not like doing the whole play, so I don't think anybody's going to judge you if it's
okay.
A little raw.
All right.
That's totally fine.
All right. I feel like I don't want to start it and stop it and like, do we have an hour and a half to like?
Because we don't have an hour and a half. We obviously don't have an hour and a half.
Yeah,
we have,
but so like, I'll do like a small little snippet.
Yeah, why don't you just
song.
Do like okay. A couple bars from the song?
A couple That's bars. All right. How many bars is a couple bars?
Why don't you just do like two stanzas, not 2 minutes. Like,
okay,
like two
stanzas
or something
of the song. All right, so I emerge from the ooze. Sorry, don't interrupt me. I
now
feel like I'm
going to
start talking, you're going to interrupt me. All right, ready? Two stanzas, which is weird because I didn't write it in a...
I'm not interrupting you, but I feel like you're not...
One second. I don't want to...
I was not talking that time.
It's 2 minutes of pre-lapse silence, and then...
We're not going to give you that. Just sing.
Because a lot of it is like spoken words, sing adjacent. Do you know what slant rhymes are? I feel like it would be a waste.
Whatever it is, just go.
Fart! The earth explodes a gassy mist. From the Jew emerges a lisp. At this point, the entire crowd is blasted with foam, which we don't have. And then, if you want to hear the actual song part, are you okay?
Oh, man, I hate it.
The rest of it is just the Beatles' White Album played in full. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you tonight. You know how it goes.
You spray the crowd with
foam.
Let's just try to finish the show, man.
We need another guy's name.
I think I heard the name Darone.
Darone?
Did I hear somebody yell Darone?
Yes.
All right, sick. Your father's name.
My father writes. Cheers. So I met this busty chick from OK Cupid a few weeks ago.
Huh?
We messaged a little bit one night and I came over and we hooked up.
Huh?
When I went to her place, I realized that her room is a fucking pigsty.
Huh.
Shit everywhere, papers and dirty clothes thrown about, as well as a litter box for her fucking cat. I didn't really give a shit because I'm just here to hook up with her, right? So we keep this up for about a week until I realized I've had some bug bites on my feet. And I thought, well, this is strange, and I kept hooking up with her for another week or two. More bites ensued. I started suspecting that maybe this girl has bed bugs or fleas or something because her place is the only place I've been spending the night at. And one night, I swear to God, I saw a fucking flea on my knee, and I realized that this bitch actually has fleas. As I type this, I have 30 bite marks all over my body. I'm afraid this can lead to a medical infection or a disease or some shit. Because they're uncomfortable as fuck and make me look like I caught the goddamn bubonic plague. Here's my dilemma.
We already know. You should write that in the beginning.
Also, we haven't banged in a while, and I've just been hanging out with the occasional kissing, and she says she loves me. I haven't even shown her to my friends and don't necessarily want to date her. What do I do?
Sorry, they've been banging for 2 weeks, but it sounds like the last week they're just hanging out in the flea-infested bed, and she's saying I love you to him.
Yeah. So, I love you all, like, buzzes, fleas, and the biting, and the bed bugs.
What'd you say?
Sorry, it smells like shit in here. I can't quite hear you. He attached photos of his bug bites, which did indeed look like little red bug bites.
Yeah, he's covered in bug bites. This is a real question.
Have you ever dealt with a messy lady before? You're very strictly clean.
I am a little bit of a neat freak. There was one time where I stayed at someone's place and they had like a dog and a cat and the dog kept on kind of like climbing into the bed and it was a little gross. But I never woke up with flea bites. That feels like a lot.
Yeah. I once hooked up with a girl who, it's not really the same, but she was a bat.
Right. Well, yeah, so it's not the same because this guy's just hooking up with somebody that's a little messy, and it sounds like you maybe fucked an animal.
I didn't say we went all the way.
Sorry, so you...
I tried to hook up with a bat.
Tried?
I was at a bar. I had one of these pints.
Okay.
And I was under a bridge.
So were you at a bar or were you under a bridge?
So I walked out of the bar. I was kicked out.
Okay, so don't say you were at a bar. Like, this story, like, it's the bat being in the wrong place at the wrong time. It was entirely on you.
Yeah, it was, like, a lot of things that night. It was, like, the bats kind of looked like a chick that was hot, and then I leaned in to kiss.
In what way does a bat look like a chick
that's
hot?
I leaned in to kiss the bat.
Wait, no, go back, because a bat is a small little flying rat.
Yeah, it was, like, do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like,
no one.
Like, a bunch of bats in a clump looked like kind of this thick chick. And then, so, you're like, because my glasses were all... I basically got my ass handed to me at a club, and I...
Sorry. I didn't realize that you had gotten your ass beaten before.
Oh, yeah. So
you
I'm
had
drunk
a vodka, so your night
within
was
an inch
you...
of my life, and then I stumbled home because no lift would grab me because I was
I thought you went under a bridge.
Afraid.
You went home first?
No, I tried to walk home, and I passed by this... what's it called when you drive over a river?
You already called it a bridge.
Yes, a bridge.
You
and
called
there was
it
this,
a bridge.
A cluster. What's it called?
Why are you forgetting the words? It's bats.
Yeah, but like you know, it's a murder of crows. What's that for bats?
A
s'more of blats. And I swear to, I don't even believe in God, but on my mother's grave, one of them legit
well.
Did this to me.
Like beckoned you, come hither?
No, like fingered my butt.
Oh. So you
and so I
up.
Leaned in for the kiss, which I would never do on a first date.
Right, but you'd already been fingered.
Yes. So like, ooh, you're going to have to buy me dinner first. I lean in and then...
Right. So you were attacked by... You were attacked by bats.
Yes, I was attacked by bats. You ruin every show trying to like get to the bottom of shit. I'm telling you what happened.
You forgot the word bridge. I have to pull all of these details out of you.
Anyway.
Okay.
I had rabies for a year. You were there. You remember. So what should this guy do?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess...
He doesn't want to see this girl anymore. It seems like two birds, one stone.
And his problem pales in comparison to yours.
The STDs.
Forgot? You... Got
oh,
rabies
the bat
from
thing.
Yeah, hooking up with bats.
I thought you were talking about the other
all
thing.
All we talked about for the last 5 minutes was just bats.
Yeah. I move on to like the next thing so quickly. I thought you were talking about getting funding for my fucking musical. Which is not a concern. Like, I so just opened to 500 eager customers who were kind of literally begging me for more.
Really?
I think so.
So, you want to do more of your musical?
No, I don't need to do more. I mean, if they want to hear more, I'll do a little bit more.
I guess I have a... So, can we do... What would you say? The opening number or the close? Like, what... yeah, what's...
One and the same.
They are one and the same.
One and the same.
I don't understand.
Is it fucking freezing in here?
No, it's very temperate. Everything's fine. You have rabies still.
Yeah, I was supposed to take like 12 pills today the size of a Twinkie, and I wasn't able to... All right.
Okay.
What'd you say you wanted?
I didn't say I wanted anything. You offered to sing to everybody.
Yeah.
And they sort of... They gave you that attaboy. They said you can do it. And then you talked about how you had a sore neck. And then you instantly forgot that you had promised to sing in front of 400 people.
Yeah. 500, yeah. Okay. All right.
It's very self-aggrandizing.
What did you say you wanted?
I want you to...
Is my guitar back there? I don't think I brought it.
You didn't. If you have a song that is the opening and closing number of your play.
It's an overture, so it's just musical. I'd need my guitar, my recorder.
So if you needed two instruments that you knew you didn't bring, you shouldn't have said that you were going to do it for everybody.
Okay, all right. Let's save the notes to the end of the show. Steve Spielberg over here. Here's how you kill two birds with one stone if you're... What's this guy's name again? Derone?
Yeah, Derone. Your father.
He doesn't want to be with her anymore.
Right.
She says she's in love. She's obviously a fly. So what you do...
And you would know because you have hooked up with a flying insect yourself.
Either smash her if she's a fly, or if she's a regular person, a pretty person, you say, I'd love to be with you, but I'm very OCD about my being neat, and you live in a fucking pig pen. So I don't think this is going to work out.
That's one mean way to do it. You could invite her to your place as long as she doesn't show up and bring the fleas. So you like meticulously clean your apartment. You invite her over and you're like, look at how nice life can be.
Spider webs everywhere. She's probably getting freaked out because she's a fly.
You're obsessed.
This is like a Far Side comic.
I feel like you just like glossed over. You misread the question. She's not a fly.
She's not a fly.
She always wasn't clean, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So...
Which I think you brought up.
That she was a fly?
Did you not?
I've barely spoken because most of our stage time, you've been singing a weird play and talking about how you were molested by bats.
All right. Okay. What would you do, Sherlock?
I said I'd clean my apartment and just, you know what, fuck it. I guess swat her because maybe she is a fly.
We can all agree on a swatting. We have one last question if you guys are okay. This one's about something I'm not completely familiar with. It's
sex?
About.
I'm sorry. No, I know you fucked a bat. I apologize. I forget.
I didn't. We got to third base. All right. One
third
guy
bat.
Who got the poster. We need a guy's name.
You know you didn't get the poster, Dankle.
Jeff.
In honor of the guy that printed all the posters.
Jeffrey Rosenberg writes, prom time is approaching, and I'm quite excited to celebrate the culmination of my high school career.
You didn't do anything, man.
Although I had a great time last year, there was a slight problem. When the time came to ask for prom dates, I simply asked my date if she wanted to go with me. And of course, I did so with enthusiasm and a smile. She was both surprised and elated, and we ended up having a great time at prom.
Jesus, what could the butt be?
However, my friends and hers were not satisfied with my promposal and proceeded to tease me for being trite and boring. I don't plan on making the same mistake this year. And I was wondering if you guys had any cute or coy suggestions on how I should prompose. Also, how did you guys ask your dates when you were in high school? Thanks, homies. Y'all are the best. Love, Jeff.
Jeff
Rosenberg.
Thank you, Jeff.
So, I didn't even have promposals at my school. I don't know if it's a newer thing or a private school thing or what.
We also did not have promposal.
So who here was promposed to? Who here had such a good promposal we can ask you about it? Because we're very confused as to what those entail.
Oh, you're pointing to someone who doesn't want to talk about their promposal. So
you
that's definitely
promposed?
Who we have to talk to.
Who here was either promposed?
Sir, no, this you had... You did an epic promposal that you're now mortified by. Is that what happened?
Okay.
What was your promposal?
You filled her room at home with balloons?
So it's sort of like a prank? Like it's... after she said yes, she had to pop 300 balloons? What?
You were in the balloons? You were in a giant balloon? You cut your fingers up and put them in little balloons? Was it a helium balloon situation or like balloons on the ground?
Well, you got a prom with me!
Sounds like Dave doing Jeff.
Sucking on a helium from the balloon. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, filling up a room with balloons. Can anybody beat that in terms of being prom post? What's that? Okay, let's come on stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bold. I wonder if this is the promposal that happened to her or if it's just her idea for one.
Either way, it's going to be a great time.
Yeah. I mean, we won't know until
great job. Here. Hello, I'm Amir. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, so, Jake. Nice to meet you.
I know who you are too.
Cheers.
What is your name?
My name is Aaron.
Okay, Aaron. Were you promposed to in a specific way or did this just happen at your school?
So this is my brother's promposal.
Okay, so this is your brother was promposed to.
No, this was what my brother asked his girlfriend to prom. The basic story is he just made a big old poster and he was going to climb up on top of the roof of the school and hang this bed sheet that he had painted saying, like, Shannon, will you go to prom with me on the bed sheet? My brother decided to climb on top of the school, which you're obviously not allowed to do.
Oh, and I see your brother back there. He's blowing into the tubes in a wheelchair.
But
I know, fucked up.
My brother has a air for the dramatic, so he decided that he should disguise himself when he did this. And he wrapped a t-shirt around his head like a balaclava. I'm from here. You don't climb up on top of a school in D.C., with a balaclava on your head. And he has also rolled the poster up into a long tube-like thing.
And of course he shouted death to all because he's like, my haters can suck my D.
This is the best proposal of all time.
So my brother is on top of a school with a long tube and a balaclava and the janitors are like, excuse me, absolutely not. And they called the police and helicopters came.
This proposal is getting cooler and cooler.
Molly, will you go on a date with him?
Flowers.
I'd also like to add that my brother was the valedictorian of his graduating class.
So the rest of his class was really dumb.
And my brother, after all of this, he like tries to climb off the roof and he sees like, you know, police and janitors and the principal of the school. And he's like, I don't know what I did. And they're like, well, we can call your mom or you can do 2 weeks of community service. And he's like, I will take the community service. Thank you so much.
And they
do not tell my mom. Tell her I'm just volunteering for fun.
Under no circumstances, tell my mom. And she said yes. So there you go.
Ah, that's a very good story.
Happy ending.
Great job. One more time for, do you remember her name?
Erin.
Erin. Promposals are hard.
Yeah.
It's scary and nervous. I wouldn't want to ask somebody out in public. That sounds terrifying.
Right.
I hate that that's the new norm. Thank God I'm not 18 anymore. Now if I ask a girl to prom, which... I've been thinking about doing, but not necessarily committing to.
I wouldn't. There's a Jake and Amir where you ask someone to prom. It's called prom, right?
That's right.
You're a 30-year-old, and you're going to prom in this video, hoping that everyone pours milk on a popular girl and chants Moo Cow Moo.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
Would you have the huevos to prompose if you were 17 years old?
No. Back when I was going to, I mean, prom for me was all about just like making sure I didn't go alone. So like there wasn't like a big I ask somebody. It's sort of just like a pact. Like going to prom together is more of just being like, do you want to not go alone together?
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
It also seems like it would mortify the recipient of the question as well, because it's like a public display of affection towards someone who's sort of on the fence about whether or not they even want to go to prom with you.
Right.
You're on a flagpole with a what appears to be an AR-15, but is actually
oh my God, just a sign.
Shoot, I'm in love with you, Carol. I bet I can search funny epic promposal fails on YouTube.
Oh, there's got to be a compilation.
Yeah, like the guy who went to unfurl the banner and like sort of fell and was dangling. The girl says no. So cute promposal suggestion, God.
I think the junior year sounds like it was really great. You did it in a friendly way, had a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
He was teased. The worst thing to happen to a high schooler. That college senior gets it.
Yeah.
Or incoming freshman gets it. Private promposal. I should have thought of this beforehand.
Private promposal?
Yeah. What's a good promposal that's sort of private? The sharding's not a bad idea. You sure. Invite a girl to a sushi restaurant, right?
I feel like you're running with the sharding, and I wouldn't.
Is there like an adhesive that only sticks to shit, wherein he knew that so quickly?
Another scientist?
If you could just shart and the text appears, kind of like the printer idea.
Oh, that's fun. Sort of like a magic trick, but like a magic shit.
Yeah.
So you fart onto a big poster.
Your parents are there. Your parents, your friends.
They have to be there.
And then your lady crush.
Your parents, your friends, your lady crush. And you fart onto a poster and it says prom ?
Yeah, and it's like this green cloud and it goes like
and
the message appears kind of like black magic or brown magic in
this
case.
Right, if you will.
And then it says, Cheryl. I assume this girl's name is Cheryl. Will you be my prom date?
I feel like that's too much text for it all to come out of his ass, don't you think?
It'll be like a couple pumps, and then you sort of shake the poster to develop the film.
Oh, so you're like squeezing it like it's a toothpaste tube or something.
Yes, just exactly. Like
squirt, squirt, squirt,
squirt, squirt, squirt.
I wonder if you can just like just shit onto a piece of paper and give it to her and be like, you know what this means. Like, it doesn't have to say, Cheryl, will you go to prom? It can just be, like, a smear of shit. And
yeah,
you'd be like...
she'll get it.
You get the idea. Like, I obviously like you.
Oh, my God. Yes. Jesus.
Thank you, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.